SDN, 500,000 strong, great community, 500,000 visitors, unique visitors every month. Lots of content, lots of knowledge. Go there, understand, and learn. We created, is it a daughter community or a sister community or what is it? No. Sister community for business process experts. These are not geeks, they're business geeks. That community actually talks about how to take and compose and innovate on the processes. And it's a great new community. We've talked about modeling tools. We see a new breed of capacity in the enterprise. The enterprise services community, the industry value networks, bring together the ability to innovate in a vertical industry or across multiple industries. The industry value network is a great place for you if you're an ISV or if you're a customer that wants to influence the direction we're going to take with enterprise services in your industry, in your area of interest. And once you've built solutions, you certify them, the first level powered by NetWeaver, the next level XApp certified solutions. You see hundreds of powered by NetWeaver solutions and many XApps that are being certified right now. So this is a great direction across all these communities. Figure out which community you personally belong to and go and read and share and understand, but also contribute. That's the beauty of community. You don't just take. In taking, you also share, and then you grow the whole environment. Now, we want to give you one example of how this whole works together, and we actually created an industry value network in the financial services and banks. And we came into that community and said, would you be interested in defining the set of APIs, the set of web services that are important for banks to take and build solutions in your environment? Now, I don't know if you know banks that well, and I don't know if you work at a bank, but banks are the largest software companies in the world. I have a rare chance every time I go visit with a CIO in a bank to visit a head of development who has more developers than I do. Because that's where they innovate. They innovate on new processes, and they innovate through that on new what they call products. And so when we're looking at what they do, they came and said, we would like to get your engines, we'd like to get your processes, but we'd like to consume them through services, through enterprise services. We said, great, let's create a community that defines those services. And lo and behold, they showed up. And we started talking, and we invited ISVs into the conversation, not just SAP, but others. And we started getting lists of requests. The first delivery from that conversation, 70 specific enterprise services for banks. And every quarter, there's a new batch, a new role of services that's coming in to serve banks and banks' CIOs, all based on SOA, all based on the best practices, but also shared among them how to consume those services in a way that makes a lot of difference for them. So there's a definition group. We provide the services, and then the IVN actually uses it and continues to modify and enhance and request. That's how we're going to build it in each one of the industries. We now have six of them already rolling, and you'll see all 26 industries rolling with IVNs in a similar fashion. Now let's talk about freeing information, the third part. We've announced this, we've shown this, you guys have seen it in demo gems before, BIA, Business Intelligence Accelerator. When we showed it at demos, people said, cool, but it's a demo. So we went out to customers and put BIA in their hands. Let me describe to you what BIA does. It takes your data warehouse and puts it on two orders of magnitude improvement in price performance. We now measured at customers a 10x performance gain from their previous systems, 10x performance gain, with a measured 10x reduction in cost, that's acquisition cost, and 20x reduction in operational cost, daily, monthly operational cost. That's 100x improvement, and that is before the next generation of Intel chips that's coming in with the Woodcrest chip. We worked very closely with Intel on designing this foundation. This is a mini grid, almost like a mini Google, that comes into your shop and helps you get answers to data related questions, to business intelligence question. We worked with Intel on creating this infrastructure. Then we worked with HP and IBM to actually put it in product. And the idea here is that you can take a product. You can take this BIA. It's a box. You install it. We had customers who put the box in, and we're up and running in 2 hours. 2 hours. So let me show you what this is about and how it's possible. The main reason, there have been a lot of changes in the technology space over the years. From the early 90s to today, we've had orders of magnitude, 150x improvement in CPU speed, 250x improvement in the price of memory. We went from 16-bit architectures to 64-bit architectures. Now people think it's a 4x improvement. No, it's 2 to the 48 improvement in the addressable space you can access. That changes the rules. What was totally inconceivable before, that you would put indexes for 1 terabyte of data in memory and access them and query on them, has become reality. You can. You put multiple CPUs, you put lots of memory, and suddenly you can create a box that gives you that kind of behavior. Access to billions of records, gigabytes of data per answer, and it comes to you at sub-second speeds. What has not changed dramatically? The rate in which data comes out of a hard disk. And so if you're looking at all these innovations, and you're looking at the data access to the database has become the bottleneck on our speeds of innovation. And so what happens is this is a great opportunity for the next way we look at accessing data. Specific stores that leverage in memory to get you better performance on your needs. We've done the same thing in MDM. We're doing the same thing on BI, BIA, and you'll see in a minute we're doing it on other areas as well. So let's give it a very quick non-demo, because we've demoed this enough times, but for those of you who have never seen this before, Jeff, give us a sneak 2 seconds out of the full BIA demo, because they haven't seen this before.
Sure thing. So let me show you guys real quick. We showed this at Sapphire, so this is, if any of you were at Sapphire, it's a slight repeat. So if we can go to my laptop on the screen. What we did is we went to one of our great customers, British Petroleum, or BP, Beyond Petroleum now, and said, listen, what's the biggest cube you guys have? They said, basically, that's all of our point-of-sale data for all of our gas stations in Europe. And so what we did is said, give it to us. Let us see what we can do with it. It's just over 1 billion records. And so we threw this into the BI system, BIA system, and said, all right, what can we do? So we've got a 5-blade system. So when I click on Belgium here, it's going to send a request down here. You'll see the CPUs getting hit. You'll see the new data of the Belgium, and you'll see that it took just less than a second to do a search over 1 billion records. I selected a little over 8.5 million of them and brought back the 5 quarters of data that I was interested in. Billion records, less than a second. That's pretty powerful.
Remember what we talked about? The request goes out, multiple CPUs, each one holds part of the answers. They all come back, they hit. You can see that. Click again on something just so we see it. You see at the bottom, there's a bit of a hit on the CPU. And you get an answer, in this case, 1.4 seconds.
Yeah.
The whole UK, all the stuff.
34 million records in 1.4 seconds.
Okay.
All right. So if I want to drill down to that and get some real business value out of this, I can say, all right, let me see what the my chocolate sales in each one of these. Again, this is every Snickers bar, every Hershey's bar, every Coke, every Pepsi sold in every gas station all over Europe for British Petroleum. So if I want to take a real quick look, I can see here's my sweets. I can see it's in the London Heathrow store, so I've drilled down to just one store. I can see the peaks and valleys of daily sales by hour. So if I want to see the deli chocolate, this is the really expensive stuff that they make a lot of profit on, by the way. It's usually in a glass case. We did that for the Sapphire guys. The business guys love the dancing charts. You can see that it shows me really obviously I've got some real clear peaks at different times. And so as a business user, I can make some good decisions about pricing, placement of my products, and really optimize the profit on these things because I can see the real-time traffic from individual stores. I can aggregate it up across entire geographies by country or by region. Really puts the power of analytics at the fingertips of anybody without any performance penalties to worry about.
So I know we've shown this a couple of times. What we haven't shown, and I think a lot of people here are concerned, what happens behind the scenes?
All right.
So show us, what's the life of the administrator of an environment like that?
Okay. So the BIA administrator, I've just gone into the BIA administrator console. And as you can see, here's a lot of, this is all the data that was just behind the scenes there. So if I want to take a quick look, I can look and see, let's look at my aggregates. I think the BI guys will know about what a wonderful task it is to do aggregates. So I'm going to go and maintain the aggregates on this real quick. I can see I've got 6 aggregates.
Well, why do you need aggregates if you're sending the queries to all the indexes?
Good point. Let me just delete that. I really don't need aggregates.
There must be some BW administrators in the audience that are don't do that.
Yeah. So there's no concept of aggregates in BIA. Everything is done out of an index, and you're searching directly over the raw index. There's no pre-aggregation.
So what do you administer?
Ah, well, let me see. I can administer the index. So let me go in real quickly into the BI Accelerator index maintenance screen. I know this is really easy. We made it a little wizard. There's really not that much you can do as a BIA administrator.
Okay.
So what I can do is I can go ahead and create an index for one of these cubes real quick. And I'll show you guys, it walks you right through it. And as you can see down here, it's creating the index as we speak. Should take just another second or two. And it says it's actively done. Next thing it says, when do I want to deploy it? And I say, I want to deploy this thing immediately. All right. And I'm done. I've just re-indexed and deployed an entirely new index to my BIA.
Now, if I want to, now that it's so fast, I want to get a lot of users. I want to get everybody in my enterprise shooting questions at the BI system. So what do I need to do?
Slap in a couple other blades and then redistribute the index across the new power.
So the more blades I put, more people, more queries, faster queries.
Yeah.
Okay. Just
put hardware in, and then all you have to do is redistribute the index over the new blades and the new power that you've got.
So how do I redistribute index? That sounds very dangerous.
It's actually not that hard. All you do is, again, you go to the index administration screen, hit reorganize your BIA landscape, and hit execute. That's about it.
It's about like 4 clicks you can do.
Yeah, that's about it.
And where's the database?
Well, there's no database.
In BI, no database?
No database.
So where's the DBA?
No DBA.
No B, no D, no A, I guess. So you're starting to realize how big a fundamental change this could be for you. You're getting into a world where you can get information truly at your fingertips, at masses of usage, every user, everywhere, as they want it, with less cost, simpler world, innovation, with simplicity. Now, we went to customers, put it in their hands, because demos are easy. You then want to go and actually see it in action. And we never thought we're going to get this kind of reaction. We're talking about massive deployments. The first test BP did, 60 million records. The index was built, 1 hour. Query were about 250 times faster. Brown-Forman, 300 times faster on 650 million records. Coke tried it on 60 million records, 60 million rows, 90% increase on their reporting and performance. And that's part of the beauty. BIA comes in. You don't need to rewrite all your applications. It actually provides the same interface as BW did before. So anything that works towards BW works towards BIA. Think of it as a faster freeway around your town instead of going through every street in town. We're seeing that those numbers come up again and again and again. In some cases, up to 1,000 times performance. And the price significantly down, 10x to 20x reduction in cost. We're also seeing analysts who are now starting to realize how big of a change this solution is when it goes to these terabyte plus sizes. And we're seeing Winter Group that actually ran a test, 1.3 billion records, the query, average query. This is not one query, but the average query was sub-second, and their index on their machine were built at 100 million rows per hour. That means when you brought all your data, all 1.3 billion records, you can be up and running within the same day with that kind of speed, 1 second. That's what this innovation is about. So today we're enhancing and actually announcing one more blade or one more addition, if you want, into this data architecture, into this data solution. And we're adding search, enterprise search. You'll see on SDN you'll be able to download now a new user experience, SAP Argo was the name of the project. The trial upload has been done, so you can download it today. You can actually start using it internally. This is deep enterprise search in the sense that you actually can come in and search for data in your systems, again, based on security and rights and everything you are allowed to see, not everything in the system. But when you type things into it, you can do, show me my employees, show me all the employees that report to Jeff, very short query. You can do a lot of different things. Show me budget, show me days, show me all these things are available from within the system. You can also plug in an additional environment into BIA so that you can now have text and document search and improve the speed on that. And data and text will live together so you can get information that comes across both the structured and unstructured worlds together. So we believe that enterprise search is the next extension. If you want, search comes back to you with all the possible answers. In other words, when you're searching, you get all the hay in the haystack. BIA weaves it together into a summarized version, the needle in the haystack. But both of them search through a very big haystack in a very, very short period of time. This is search not just for SAP, and you'll see in the architecture that we have built, it's open for usage from within applications as well as for composition as a set of services, as well as for you through all kinds of scripting capabilities to build into a variety of different UIs that you can do yourselves. Now, the last part was about deployment, and I want to talk about that a bit because we've had an announcement, and I think not everybody has figured out. We talked about something called the hybrid deployment model, and there's been a lot of conversation in our industry about software as a service, on-demand model. And everybody talks about it as if it's the only way to go software in the future. The reality is we're finding out most customers want to be somewhere in between or on both models, on-premise and on-demand. In some cases, they come up and say, I want to go fast, and I don't mind if what I do is the same as everybody else, be it in CRM or in procurement or in different areas. They say, I just need to run, you know, sort of 10 procurement events in a month, and I want it off some cloud. In some cases, they say, I need 5 salespeople, and I need them to go and get a very simple user experience on managing their opportunities. Great. We have an on-demand deployment model that you can use today. You can go on your system. You actually get CRM on-demand, SRM on-demand. All these systems are available. But then they come back, and they say, well, but I want to go on-premise as well. I want to go and build my things. I want to change them. I don't like how everybody else does it. I want to do it my strategic way. We have a different way of selling. We have a different way of support, and it's key, strategic for us. And we say, great, here's a solution. You can implement it. You can continue to enhance it any way you want, your way. And the beauty is that hybrid doesn't mean one or the other. It means both. And we've had customers that now go on-demand CRM for their distributors. They have an on-premise system for their headquarters, and they connect the two. And using enterprise services, they even enhance them to their own custom solutions with their own way of deployment. All coming together. It's not one or the other. It's which way fits you. Deploy the way you see fit your solutions. And so look at all these four areas, as we talked about. Make sure your users are happy. Thrill them. Give them the information the way they want. Find an ecosystem, whatever fits your needs, and plug that into your environment. Plug yourselves into the communities as well so that you can actually have an experience in your community that fits what you need to enhance, be it your knowledge on SDN or the services that you need to build the system. Free your information, both through search capabilities, MBI, to the masses, to every information worker, and get all users all time using information, and then simplify your deployment by picking up the deployment model that fits your needs. This is an area where you can pick and choose. You don't have to remodel every room on the second floor. Pick the area that gives you the most value. After you've done the foundation and you've got the core, pick the area that will give you the most value and go room after room, setting up your value with your users, with your business. Pick it by business area so that you can understand what you want to do. If it's users you're about, get them to the right user interface. Do Duet. Work on Muse. Figure out your portal strategy. Do all these things from a shared core engine. If it's about processes, figure out what your composition roadmap is and go from there. Leverage the ecosystem. Connect to these networks. If it's about data, make sure you put BIA in place and start putting the data to use. And finally, as I said, the hybrid model. Now, how do you drive strategic differentiation from all that we've done? This is the last area. This is the penthouse, if you want, of your building. It starts by people. Understand that there is a fundamental change that happens and will start to happen in your organization. This is not something that we see everywhere. This is something that we see in specific accounts today. The role of the CIO is starting to fork into what we call the CPIO, Chief Process Innovation Officer, and the role of the Chief IT Officer. Now, they're holding hand in hand. They don't go separately. The Chief Process Innovation Officer is a business person that understands the need of business and sits above what we call the Global Process Owners, GPOs. What I see is that usually you'll see somewhere around 7, 8, very rare cases, up to 10 global processes in an organization. There's a global process owner that usually owns it from the side of the business, but there is a need for a CPIO to actually hold the complete picture of all these global processes and how they come together. That person is tasked not just with innovation, but also with the continuous integration of processes into the rest of the business. And so they plug with partners that come in and want to create joint ventures, and they connect through their map. It's the person that holds the full map, so when we change one process, the way we buy products, they understand if that process change will affect the other 6, 7 global processes. The Chief IT Officer's role is to actually make sure that the systems, the underlying systems, are working and functioning 100% of the time, and that you can squeeze out inefficiencies to free revenue, to free costs, to go and invest them in process innovation. IT is not dead. IT matters. IT continues to matter. And so you need to continuously refresh it and not let it go into sunset mode so that you can continue to innovate your processes. But this doesn't stop only at the chief level. It goes everywhere in the organization. We talked about the skills before, and I mentioned to you in the past new skill sets that you're going to see. You'll see the family of consolidators. They work mostly for the CITO. Their job is to run as fast as they can on a treadmill that never stops. They look at systems and they consolidate. They consolidate data and processes. And as the systems get consolidated, more and more systems get brought in, because you know what? CEOs never buy once. If they bought one company, it becomes a bug. They continue to buy and buy and buy. And so every time you bring in another company, there's a new system set that needs to be brought in to the environment. Repository keepers, the people who actually keep the enterprise services, your enterprise service repository needs to be kept clean and well understood, well documented, so that you can use it and reuse it and reuse it for many ages. This is the understanding of the blueprint of your house. You have the composers, the people who actually come in as business process experts, understand the language of business and plug that into the language of services to create new innovative processes that come together from this underlying infrastructure. And finally, you got the people who sit down and code because they see a picture that cannot be built yet with the tools we have today. They create disruptive innovation, something that has not been done before, and then that rolls back into the underlying systems. Figure out where you put yourself. These are just four groups. There are more that will emerge, but they are horizontal across all your systems, be it ERP or CRM or SRM or GRC or anything you have in your business. These skill sets will apply, and you have to look at them horizontally. Why is that? Because the next set of innovations at businesses that will drive innovation, will not do it in one function. They will do it as they integrate everything end to end. They integrate from the supply chain to their customers, through their manufacturing and their financials in an integrated fashion. They put a new disruptive process that nobody else has done before. Now, we want to help you get there, and so we created some set of simplified consumption capabilities for a variety of different groups in this environment. We want to start with one that has been on the market. Today we're actually launching the second version of that. It's called a discovery server, the discovery system. SAP Discovery is allowing you to take everything you've seen before and put a backbone, a trial backbone, for you to use without needing to go through a very long, prolonged installation implementation process. If you want, it's ESA in the box. You get the core set of processes in ERP on top of NetWeaver with a set of samples and tools and capabilities that allow you to actually see how composites are built and how composites are used. And you can leverage it to go build towards it by a number of developers, not just one. This is not targeted at one. It's a server so that you can build towards that. And then you can take it and deploy on your environment. So this is a great starting point. As we said, NetWeaver, the core of ERP, set of composites, set of services, and a repository that describes what those enterprise services are. The next piece, we had to bring the fridge back. And I know you all love this slide, but one of the things that we want is to give you the ability to actually compose with NetWeaver in a simplified fashion. So we created and we announced today the NetWeaver composition environment. If you want to think about it, it's the left side of the fridge compressed. It's the freezer side of the fridge. And so what you have there is the whole Java environment that is used to compose solutions from a backbone of enterprise services. It contains the app server, the compositing tools, composite application framework, orchestration capabilities, all in one single install with a target. And you'll see that on our preview release, which we're actually putting on SDN so you can download and start using the preview release. 1 hour install and you're ready to run. So the goal here is that if I have a backbone ready to run, I can start taking a tool, put it on every developer's desk, download it in an hour, install it, and start coding towards my back end. Simplified consumption for developers. Preview release on SDN, and you'll continue to see us putting more and more and more releases of this environment on the web. We've done a first preview release at Java 1. We've pleasantly surprised everybody else by having the leanest of the four or five brand names, leanest JE installation environment in the market. Those of us who track, some talk and some actually ship. And so that was the second simplification. The third one is a new approach of actually having a hub, a community, for the composites that are built by the community. We figured out we want to connect the community that builds the composites with our community of customers that consume these composites. And so we put in between XApp Hub, a hub in which you can find solutions that may fit your need, bring them in, use them, even modify them, and deploy them in your environment. And for the deployment, we have a project, the code name is Sidecar, where you have a server that sits next to your that ERP system that you can't touch more than once every 5 years. And on that system, there are two halves. One is a sandbox where I can download my XApps from XApp Hub. I can try, it's a sandbox to try them. And another half, which is where I deploy and continue to run without needing to retest my whole ERP system. So this is where you put your innovation without disruption. Now, all of these are lean consumption models. In other words, when you put Sidecar, again, does not require you to test, and so you can put a box and it's up and running, ready to run. Same thing you'll see on XApp Hub. Very similar, if you want, to what Apple has greatly done with iTunes. So think of this as iTunes for XApps. So Jeff, let's see what it means to actually take composite from the environment and build and change on that.
Sure thing. So like Shai said, we've got this new community of BPX, of business process experts. A lot of them are going to go to the XApp Hub and pull these things out. So let me show you, if we can go to my laptop, what it looks like and what the experience is. Like Shai said, it's kind of like iTunes. You go, you can see, you can take a preview of these things. As you can see, it's SDN. It wouldn't be SDN without Mark Finneran's smiling face on there. And you can see we've added a new tab here for the XApp Hub. Once I go into the XApp Hub, I can type in things. Now, one of Shai's and the rest of his board members' biggest problems is compliance. All of your executives are worried about going to jail, basically. So they want to make sure.
Not at SAP.
But everybody wants to make sure they have a nice dashboard that shows them exactly what's going on with all the compliance topics. And we've done that with our GRC suite.
Right. So those of you who don't track all the acronyms, we figured out there will now be another big category of products that will have a three-letter acronym. We figured out ERP, CRM, SRM, SCM, and that was it. And obviously we were wrong. And a few months back, we've launched a new governance, risk, and compliance suite. And sure enough, an analyst firm came in and said, there's a new category, it's called GRC. And so can you type GRC into and see what we can actually find on GRC?
Sure. So, like I said, very much like iTunes, I go do a quick search, and up pop a whole lot of different XApps that have been submitted to the hub by SAP, by customers, by partners, by whoever. They've been in the hub, and I can see that here's one on risk and compliance management. Looks like it's probably a nice little dashboard. I can click on it, and again, very simple. I can check and see, all right, this is a risk and compliance management. It's a nice little application. People can add reviews to it. So you can say, hey, this one really worked great. You can do real quickly, look at the descriptions. There's a business case builder that helps you figure out how to present this to your...
All right, I buy it. Take it.
All right. And then you add it to your bag. It's real simple. And then you go ahead and go download that. This goes into your discovery system or your sidecar. Mm-hmm. And then I can actually go over to that and go into my Visual Composer. So I've downloaded this into my composition system. I can see here's my risk and compliance management. What it's going to do is going to pull up the model as it was when I downloaded it. Now, obviously, modeling gives you complete flexibility to change everything. So, yes. For example, I know Shai probably is going to want the income statement and the business process certification because business processes are a big deal.
I don't like the historical impact thing.
All right, we'll just get rid of that. And risk factors, we'll go ahead and get rid of that stuff. So now I got to go and see other pieces that I can add to this. So if I do a quick search inside the VC, I can look through other components or UI elements that I've already downloaded as well, and I can pick and choose and really mash things up a little bit. So I'm going to type in compliance again. And it brings up a whole set of things that I can choose from. So if I want to check and see what one of these is, like this open remediation aging, mm-hmm. I can click on that, and it's going to bring me up some more details on this. I can take a look at the model, so I can see here's the service that it calls. I can see here it exports the graphics element, the chart, and here's the inputs and outputs from the user data.
Mm-hmm.
So, pardon?
Take it.
All right, we'll take it. So let me go ahead and start taking this. We'll do a nice little geography map, and then we'll do a performance chart. We'll take the remediation aging, and then we'll do a trending one so that we can see how it works year over year. All right. Now, one of the really cool things we've added in the latest version of Visual Composer is a nice little wizard that tells you when things are broken. Mm-hmm. So if I go ahead and click on the little alert there, walks me through and says, this map right here, this control performance by region, is connected to the map. So when I click on a region of the world, that's the input that goes back and pulls out the region-specific performance map.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to somehow collect these two. So what I'm going to do is go connect them. And then I need to map out the things and say, I'm going to go from the region and I want to do performance. So that's my two inputs. So when I click on a region on the map, it sends that information back to the web service and pulls back the right result. Optionally, I can go ahead and check it out. If I want to look at the model, let me show you what I just did. I tied this service right here into this service. So the output from this, when I click on that map, is going to put those two inputs, call that service, and then bring me the right output in the chart. Mm-hmm. Pretty simple. So let me go back to my... Oh, thank you.
That was the developer.
So let me switch that around so it looks right on the screen. Now what I want to do is I want to make some changes. So for example, if in this open mediation, if I've got a KPI that I want to show a line that I want to measure against my KPI, I can go into that. I can really quickly add a new series to that and say, here's my target KPI. For the open remediation aging, let's say Shai always likes donut pie charts for some strange reason. So if I want to go in, I can go ahead and change that chart to a donut very quickly. And basically, that's about all that I have to do as a business process expert. Now, I'm not a coder. I'm a business process expert in this scenario. So this is what all I really need to do to make something work for my executive while he's right. Standing over my shoulder saying, go, go, go.
Go, go, go.
All right. Now, just to show you guys what's behind the scenes of this, here's the actual code that is behind this model. Now, if you want to take a look, you can go in and step into the code, and you can see, again, here are those core services that I'm calling for, those core enterprise services I'm calling from my backend system. Again, multiple different ways you can consume that. So get a solid foundation, like Shai was saying, in place, and you can consume it in multiple different ways. All right? So now I'm going to go ahead and publish this. So it's going to compile all this code, build the UIs, and deploy it into a portal really quickly. Mm-hmm. All right? So here comes my portal. And again, you can do this with your executive sitting right there with you. It's like an instant whiteboard that you can call up and see how things work. So, as you can see, here's that map I was talking about. Now, if I click on one of the regions, it goes ahead and changes the outputs in the chart below it to reflect the input that I gave it.
Well done.
Thank you.
Great job.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jeff. So we talked about the discovery system. That's what you put to start with a backbone. You go from there. You put your composition environment. That's what you go to the developers. Discovery system is available. Composition environment preview was given today. Then you put it on the hub. If you're a developer, you put it on the hub for people to consume. And finally, you get your ESOA appliance to put it next to your ERP and deploy. Very simple consumption model. All these are going to ready to consume. Now, that's your penthouse. Figure out your team, get the right people in place, get the right structure, and get the knowledge into the right people. And then figure out what you need to do to compose. Do not get to TechEd next year without building a composite. If you do, you'll need to sit through my keynote twice. You have to build a composite this year. Figure out your way, figure out what it is, what's interesting to you, and understand where you're going from there. This is the strategic value. Let's sum it up. What do you get if you do all these things? You put a foundation in place, you know it when you have NetWeaver to actually get full integrated technology roadmap. You get your MDM, you get your data in place, you got your people mapped, you got your roadmap mapped. Second thing, MySAP ERP 05. Can't emphasize stronger how this is the core for any innovation you're going to see coming in for the next 5 years. Remember, put it in place, understand the enhancement packages, and start driving them in. This is your release strategy for adopting the technology. Above that, we talked about four ways on enhancements. One, improving on user experience, freeing your information, plugging into the ecosystem, and I'm blanking on the fourth. And finally, putting together composites, leveraging the tools to actually combine everything that you need into a set of innovations that differentiate you from the competition. As you will come out of Tech Ed, you better pick up the projects and the roadmap that you take into the next year. 2007 is the year in which you're going to build and release and consume all the information that we've shared with you, all the roadmap that we've built since 2003, since the first release of NetWeaver. You've got 900 hours to choose from. Don't waste this great opportunity in the next 4 days. This is your time to raise your level up, to become a strategic value for your own enterprise, to become a strategic innovator in your community. I wish you all a great Tech Ed. We'll see you at Demo Jam tonight, and enjoy the rest of the 4 days.